At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at ColumbusSubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Kekele and Volta Premier Hall, Amenu Vive Aplao, and Lolonyo FM Hohoi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, President Akufo-Addo defers decision on anti-gay bill pending Supreme Court ruling on the matter.
But suffice it to say that I have learned that today a challenge has been mounted in the Supreme Court by a concerned citizen. It'd be as well for all of us to hold our hands and await the decision of the court.
We have details of that. Also, some Ghanaians criticize Ministry of Education's defensive response to Joy News' documentary Empty Plate, the Free Senior High School Promise investigation.
People who don't have anyone at SHS will believe this letter and what it contains. Be truthful to yourself, Ministry of Education. Wise says, why are leaders in this part of the world allergic to truth?
Also in business,
Ghana City loses 1.73% to the dollar to take its year-to-date depreciation to almost 6%. Meanwhile, Bank of Ghana suspends forex trading licenses of Guarantee Bank, Guarantee Trust Bank, and FBN Bank over various breaches of market regulations. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later in our Ghana Man series, we take you to Jamadudu Museum, an unfinished legacy of Ghana's slave liberation struggle and Ashanti cultural renaissance.
So this architecture is very well adapted to the tropical environment in Africa.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Senior Mitchell Thompson, please. In our first story, President Akufo-Addo has opted to defer his decision regarding the anti-gay bill until a ruling is made by the Supreme Court on the matter brought before it by an individual. The Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, which has stirred considerable debate, awaits the President's assent following its passage by Parliament last Wednesday. President Akufo-Addo's decision to await the court's judgment is to uphold the rule of law and respect due process. He accepts of his address at the annual Diplomatic Corps News Conference at PDSA Lodge.
Your Excellencies, I'm aware that last week's bipartisan passage by Parliament of the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill on a private member's motion has raised considerable anxieties in certain quarters of the diplomatic community and among some friends of Ghana that she may be turning her back on her hitherto enviable, long-standing record on human rights observance and attachment to the rule of law. I want to assure you that no such backsliding will be contemplated or occasioned. I think it will serve little purpose to go at this stage into the details of the origin of this proposed law, which is yet to reach my desk. But suffice it to say that I have learned that today a challenge has been mounted in the Supreme Court by a concerned citizen to the constitutionality of the proposed legislation. In the circumstances, it'd be as well for all of us to hold our hands and await the decision of the court before any action is taken. The operation of the institutions of the Ghanaian state will determine the future trajectory of the rule of law and human rights compliance in our country.
President Akufo-Addo there. Now the Majority Leader Alexander Ofenyo-Marking has also urged citizens who are equally aggrieved by some provisions of the bill to also mount an action at the Supreme Court.
And we know that the conditions in our prisons do not help in achieving that object of transforming, that object of correcting, that object of reforming people with such behavioral traits. So we have to proceed with some caution and again urge a strong view in testing the law at the Supreme Court. Perhaps a journalist can give it a try.
But the Catholic Bishops' Conference has threatened to punish the governing New Patriotic Party if the president refuses to sign the bill into law. Despite concerns by the finance ministry could jeopardize Ghana's chances of getting 3 billion cedis from the World Bank, the Catholic bishops insist the bill must become law. Listen to Very Reverend Father Clement Kwesi Ejiyi on the matter.
What kind of things? Whether somebody should be jailed? Or, because what are you looking for? Deterrence or reformative? Those are the things we can debate. But it doesn't mean that, in fact, the LGBTQ activities we should support. No, we speak and continue speaking against what we think is wrong. I know the Bishops' Conference will speak against it if the president refuses to sign. And you know the implications for him and his party. You know.
What implications? What implications are you referring to?
Elections, voting. This thing should not be hidden. We work in the villages. People are listening.
Well, one of the sponsors of the bill, Roxy Nelson Dafiamokbo, has indicated that they are open to an amendment of the prison terms if need be.
My point is that if the issue of custodial sentence is what the president feels strongly about at this stage, he's mandated in the constitution to make...
Yeah, you've made that point, but I'm asking specifically you as a sponsor. If that comes, assuming it comes, would you support the take? Would you consider taking that out of the law?
I am a member of the House, so we'll consider it.
Yeah, and one of the sponsors of the bill, Roxy Nelson Dafiamokbo, in an interview with my colleague Evans Menso Newsnight last night. Now, there's growing disappointment among the public towards the Education Ministry's defensive stance on feeding in public senior high schools. Despite compelling evidence presented in the expose, empty plate by Joy News, the ministry insists adequate provision has been made for student meals. But some people disagree. MFA Pau and Evans Mensah read comments from listeners on Newsnight.
Charles Boabing says, Minister of Education, we all know there are issues with food in the SHS. People who don't have anyone at SHS will believe this letter and what it contains. Be truthful to yourself, Minister of Education.
Jonathan Kuntunsi says, the food given to our children at school is that bad. My twins at St. Rose's don't want to go back to school again because of the poor quality and quantity of food. Anonymous teacher in Cape Coast, he says, I'm a teacher in the SHS in the central region. I can tell you on authority that the food provided to students is of less quantity and quality. Look, if a class delays to go out of the classroom for breakfast or lunch, they will miss the meal. Even some of those who go don't get to eat.
Well, additionally, other parents have expressed their anger towards the ministry, demanding immediate action to address the situation.
Every week you have to send food to your children, and you have to find a teacher or somebody who lives in the school to cook for your child at your own expense. And they are sitting here telling us what? It's like we are punishing them. Just because of politics.
When media bring out a report, you are coming out that you have gone to do investigation. In which school? We pay so much money in feeding our children every day.
Every week, I have to send him close to 100 CDs.
Away from that, in our Ghana Man series, we explore the Jamidudu Museum, an ongoing project symbolizing Ghana's struggle for slave liberation and Asante cultural revival. Clinton Yabwa discusses its significance in fostering the acceptance of ancestral culture and driving economic development in Kwabre Hemang in the Ashanti region. That's more on the following report.
In the quiet town of Besiansi in the Ajosso traditional area, a deep history of rich culture and the ancient memorial is gradually getting buried in modernity. The unique features of these buildings are embedded in their style, method of construction, traditional motifs, and rich colorization of walls and practice of traditional religion. Ironically, the only 10 buildings that have survived till today are shrine houses of some powerful deities who have interceded and protected the Asantes. Gerard Chiom, expert, heritage management of the Ghana Museums and Monuments Board, explains the environmental and climate significance of the building.
So there is a careful observation of the sun, the movement of the sun, and so on. So this architecture is very well adapted to the tropical environment in Africa.
This site at Besiansi in the Ajosso traditional area houses the Yautano deity, which is profoundly revered in the Asante worship.
And that was a report by Clinton Yeboah. Now, management of Chef Smith, another chef attempting to break the Guinness World Record's longest cooking marathon, says they are unfazed by Chef Fowler's failure to break the record. Chef Fowler's team in a communique revealed that she was unsuccessful because she broke some rules. Despite this, management of Chef Smith, who is currently on a 32-day record attempt journey, is unfazed. Ramat Bashiru has more on this report read to you.
Ghana has become a hotbed for daring feats as individuals spice up their lives with Guinness World Record attempt. However, not every attempt ends in a standing ovation. Efouan Santoa and Chef Fowler recently took a shot at breaking records, but alas, their kitchen symphony and singing marathon fell short. Does this mean hanging up the apron for good? Despite these spicy setbacks, Chef Ebenezer Smith and his crew insist they are no folding, but rather they are cooking up optimism, confident in Chef Smith's ability to turn up the heat.
You know, Chef Smith is a self-motivated individual. You know, he started this, or we started this with no support. So I don't think anything about Fila or Ifia or anything is a bother to us.
And that's how we end this morning's bulletin. In our top story, President Akufo-Addo defers decision on anti-gay bill pending Supreme Court ruling on the matter. I am Amusi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.